God our Father is joyful. Joyful is one of his attributes, and one of the attributes that are to be present in us who've been created in his image. Joyful is not an attribute that some would automatically associate with God, though. I mean, their view and understanding of God is anything but joyful. Instead, they see God as angry, critical, judgmental, grumpy, vengeful. But in truth, the Lord is the creator of joy. He produces joy in his people. He gives his people reasons to rejoice. Those who know the Lord best are the most joyful of people. On the surface, joy can look a lot like what is often referred to as happiness, but they're not quite the same. Joy doesn't depend on our circumstances in the same way that what we call happiness does. Joy is a deep, unquenchable attribute that or attitude that is based on the hope that we have of God being in control of everything and convinced of his great love for us. We're commanded to be joyful. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, Paul writes, rejoice always. Rejoicing in the Lord is not something that we wait around to happen to us when the conditions are right, when our circumstances are all of a sudden determined to be awesome and we can't keep from then jumping up and down and shouting, Yahoo! Yeah. Rejoicing is not something that happens to us. It's something that we choose to do. Rejoicing in the Lord is something that we are to make a deliberate part of who we are and how we go through life. How can we be rejoicing when we are facing situations in life that are awful and hard and maddening and difficult and depressing and discouraging and frustrating and heartbreaking? We rejoice in the Lord, not in the circumstances themselves. The Lord is the foundation of our joy. He's the one who gives us joy. He's the reason for our joy. He's the one who makes joy possible, even in the face of difficulties in our life. Rejoicing in the Lord is rooted in two very important truths that we need to take hold of. The first is that God is in control of all things. And the second is that God gives purpose to everything in our life. God is in control of all things, and God gives purpose to everything in our life. This idea is expressed in what Paul writes in that familiar passage in Romans 8:28, when he said, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This idea is expressed in what James writes in James 1:2, when he said, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. We can consider it joy by looking at what the difficulties we are facing are accomplishing in the larger scope of our life, rather than only looking at the immediate pain and frustration that we're going through. Joy is an expression of our faith in the Lord. Our joy is an outgrowth of our trust in the Lord. We're able to be joyful even in the midst of difficult circumstances when we have that childlike trust in his goodness, in his provision, in his protection. I rob myself of joy many times because of my lack of trust in the Lord. When I'm not trusting the Lord, my joy disappears. When I lose sight of the Lord's greater purpose for good in my life, my joy disappears. When I try to control things that I can't control, my joy disappears. Well, David, is an example that we wanted to use for joy. The person in the Bible that we want to look at as joyful is David. Now, when we chose David and when I choose to speak about David here, it doesn't mean that David was happy all the time. He wasn't. He went through some very difficult stuff in his life. But the joy of the Lord was his strength that sustained him through times that would have crushed his soul otherwise. Now, for David, rather than look at examples from his life where we see joy being manifest, what I want to do is I want to look at some of the things that David wrote about joy in his songs and poems. David wrote many songs and poems, and the theme of joy is present in most of them. A quick illustration of that, the word joy appears 57 times in the book of Psalms. The word rejoice appears 47 times. The word blessed, which means happy, fortunate, joyful, appears 32 times. The word praise appears 231 times. And most of those are in Psalms that David wrote. So I just want to flip over to the book of Psalms, and we'll just kind of make our way through some of these Psalms. And the first verse I want to look at is Psalm 5:11. Psalm 5, verse 11, it says, "But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you." Who's glad? Who sings for joy? Who rejoices in the Lord? He says, those who take refuge in the Lord, those who take shelter in the Lord, those who put their trust in the Lord. Psalm 13. This short psalm has six verses in it. And it says here, it says, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. And my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." So this psalm, it begins with this wrenching cry from David's heart in the first four verses. And then in the last two verses, it's different. He's those who trust in the Lord's unfailing love and salvation, they give joy to him that carries him through. Psalm 16, verses 9 through 11, says, "Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Remembering that there is more to this life than this life produces joy. He's talking about what happens after this life here. We will be with the Lord forever. And what a difference it makes in our perspective when we remember that this life is not our whole life. When this life ends, our forever life begins. And our forever life is not just a long dirt nap. It's a life of joy with the Lord in heaven. It says here, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 31, verse 7. says, I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. Knowing that the Lord sees our affliction and he knows the anguish of our soul brings us joy. We're not alone. We're not forgotten. We're not forsaken. We're understood and known by him. That gives us joy. Psalm 32, verse 1, says, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. Remember that word blessed, it means happy, fortunate, joyful. Who's blessed, happy, fortunate, joyful? The person that the Lord has forgiven and covered over their sins. Knowing we're forgiven brings us joy. Psalm 119, verse 1. It says, blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Obedience to the Lord's commands bring joy in our life. Guilt is a joy killer. And finally, Psalm 126. It says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And we're filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. These are the people of the Lord being described here. So, in closing, God our Father is joyful. Joyful is one of his attributes. And because we have been created in his image, joyful is to be one of our attributes too. Consider this. Jesus, David, fighting the giant Goliath, probably the most familiar story about David. It was a joyful experience for him. He didn't begrudge it. He didn't go out in fear or under duress or feeling put out by the Lord in some way, like, yeah, I have to go out and do this. No. He looked forward to what the Lord was going to do. He was convinced and settled in his trust in the Lord. This all produced joy in him, which carried him along as he charged down into that valley toward that enemy. Into battle. I'm convinced David had a joyful expression on his face as he's heading out to fight Goliath because of where his trust was at, where his focus was. So let's remember David's example and his poems as inspiration for our own joy.